Zok de heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtes Aholos Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Adam bekelim, both people and kelim, mitamen bemeis, both can become tamei meis, but not necessarily with the same halachis. Chaimer ba Adam mebekelim. There's a chumra by Adam that kelim doesn't have, as well as vekelim meba Adam. In a different halacha, we're going to find the chumra by kelim that people don't have. The Mishnah explains. Shakelim shloisha. Kelim could be matama three, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. If kelim touched the mace, and a second keli touched the first keli, and a third keli touched that keli, they're all tame. Remember, kelim that touch a mace stay in a viavaisatama. Kelim touch those kelim goes down to avatama. Another keli touches that keli goes down to rishalatama, but lamaisa you have three. The Adam, on the other hand, if this was a person, not a keli we're talking about, shnayim, you'd only have two. If a person touches a mace, he doesn't stay in a via vaisatuma. A person goes down to avatuma. And if a second person touches him, they're both tame. But that second person is a rishon latuma. He's not going to be matama, a third person. So that's the chumra that kelim have, that a person does not. Chaymer ba'adam, what chumra do we have by a person that kelim wouldn't have? The Mishnah explains, Shekolz man, Shehu be'emtza, Hein harboy, you're going to have four. V'she'ein be'emtza, and if he's not in the middle, Hein shloish, you have three. What does this mean? There's a mace. Keli one touches the mace. What's the din with that keli? Stays in the via v'isetum. Second keli touches that mace. That second keli is an avatum. A third keli touches the second keli. That third keli is a rishon l'tum. A fourth keli touches the rishon l'tum. Nothing. A Rishon L'Tumah cannot be Matama Kelim, like we learned in Mishnah Beis. Now, take out the Keli from the middle, cut the Keli, and paste in a person, you will have four. Let's see how. You have a mace, Keli touches the mace, that Keli is in the Via Vaisatum. But instead of saying a Keli touched the Keli, let's say a person touched that first Keli, that person is an Avatum. That person turns around and touches a Keli, that keli stays in avatuma. That's what we said. When a keli comes into contact with an avatuma, it stays in avatuma. Memela, if this avatuma keli touches number four, another keli, that will become a rishon l'tuma. And that's what the Mishnah means. Let's see it again inside. Chaymer ba'adam, what's the chumra by a person? Shekolz mashu be'emtza, put a person in the middle over here. Hey, now boy, you could have four. V'she'ena be'emtza, but if you have no person in the middle, it's only kelim. Hein shloish, you only go back three. All right, let's quickly chazer over. Our Mishnah told us both Adam and Kalim are metame b'meis. Adam has a chumra and Kalim would have a chumra. The chumra by Kalim is, if you start out with a keli touching the mace, you're going to have three. Because the keli that touches the mace is an avia v'isatoma. Kalim that touch those Kalim are an avatoma. And three, Kalim that touch the Kalim that touch the Kalim that touch the mace, that's going to be a rishon l'tumah. So you can have three. Once the last one on the train is a rishon l'tumah, no other keli or adam is going to become tamei from it. A rishon l'tumah cannot be metama adam v'keli. On the other hand, if an adam touches the mace, the adam doesn't stay in the v'isatumah. He goes down to avatumah. He touches a keli. That's two. Two away from the mace. The keli is already a rishon l'tumah. So that's the end. Also, if he would touch a person. Person's a rishon l'tumah, so it doesn't go any past that. So if you start out with an Adam, you have only two. On the other hand, where's the chumra by Adam? The chumra by Adam is that if you're going to put a person in the middle of the chain here, in the middle of the train, you'll have four. If it's only Kalim, the most you'll have is three. How? Okay, if you've heard it already, you can go on to the next mission. If not, you can hear it one more time. Keli one touches the mace, that Keli stays in a via v'isatum. Number two, Keli touches that Keli, goes down to avatuma. Third keli touches the second keli. It's a rishon l'tumah. That's where it stops. Just kelim, it's only three, not four. However, put in a person, you have four. Sequence, mess. Keli touches the mess. Keli's in the via v'isatuma. Person touches the keli. Person goes down to avatuma. Person is number two. That person touches another keli. That's three, but that keli three stays in avatuma. That's what we said. Keli that touches an avatuma stays an avatuma. And if a fourth keli is going to touch the avatuma, it'll go down to rishon l'tumah, but it's going to be tame. So you have over here four, by putting in a person.